During World War II, Swiss-born spy René Joyeuse shot his way out of a Nazi ambush and provided vital information to the U.S. military before D-Day. He gave the Allies details about a German oil refinery and a rocket factory that, thanks to his intelligence, were bombed before the invasion in June 1944. He was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross, one of the highest American military honors, by General Dwight Eisenhower. René Joyeuse always wanted to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery, but when he died last year, his family's request was denied. But thanks to a campaign supported by then-General David Petraeus and our next guest, the cemetery reversed its decision, and René Joyeuse will be buried in Arlington tomorrow afternoon. Patrick O'Donnell is a combat historian who wrote about Joyeuse in his book Operatives, Spies, and Saboteurs. He joins us from the Christian Science Monitor studio in Washington. Patrick, why did you get involved in this story?
If anybody deserves to be buried in Arlington, it's René Joyeuse. I've interviewed 5,000 World War II veterans, and his story stands out among all of them. It's an extraordinary story of service to the United States, and his activities behind the lines are legendary. He's arguably one of the greatest spies that OSS ever produced. I just felt compelled to help the family because I personally was involved in Mr. Joyeuse's story. I was the first person that he ever talked to about the war. For me, it was personal.
So you had the opportunity to meet him before he died?
Yes, I had several opportunities to meet him, and the first time that I met him was the first time that he ever talked about the war. And I drove to Sarnik Lake, where he lived with his wife, Suzanne, and I met his two sons, Remy and Mark. And it was extraordinary. Suzanne baked this incredible quiche. I sat down at the table, and René took me back in time to 1944. And he had never told the story to anyone. Even his two sons and his wife really didn't know all the details. But a couple months before D-Day, René Joyeuse boarded a B-25 bomber, parachuted into France, and began one of the most incredible resistance networks, or actually intelligence networks, of the war. It was called the M4. And with 30 sub-agents, he began gathering this vital intelligence. And what really stood out for me was when he started to tell me about the night that they were almost all killed. The house was surrounded by over 100 SS troops. Several grenades flew through the window. René and the men in the house shot their way out. And as he was making his way out the back door, several of the men were killed. They got to a large wall, and they tried to climb over the wall. The machine gun bullets were spraying everywhere. He's fleeing the Germans, and the only place that he can find is this sort of apartment building. Goes through several doors, bursts through one of the doors, and the woman starts to scream, and the Germans are all over the building. And he pulls out something called an L-pill. All the OSS agents were equipped with these. These are cyanide pills. And if, in the event of capture, he was going to take the pill. But miraculously, the Germans searched every room in that apartment building but the one that this woman was in and he was in. And it's because she was a Nazi collaborator. And they didn't think that she would be harboring a fugitive, an OSS spy. And he somehow nurses his wounds and escapes that night, gathers intelligence on troop movements that were then relayed back to the Allies, which had an effect on the invasion. They saved lives by the intelligence that he gathered, but also throughout occupied France, Allied bomb crews would basically, that when their aircraft was shot down, they parachuted out into France, and Joyeuse and M4 saved about 300 Allied downed airmen. They created an underground railroad, effectively, that ferried a lot of these men through safe houses and back to Allied lines.
So given his accomplishments and given that kind of heroism and bravery, why was his request to be buried at Arlington rejected?
Initially, the grounds for rejection was based on the fact that at the time, he was a member of Allied forces, but he was not a U.S. citizen at that time. But he qualified for so many other things, the fact that he received the Distinguished Service Cross, but they just on first blush didn't recognize that, and we spelled out that within even Arlington's rules he qualified. This is a very rare case, and one of the first that I know of since 1968 that this an exception like this has been granted.
So has this case changed the military's policy on military burials in any way, or are these kinds of situations probably always going to be decided on a case-by-case basis?
I'm sure they'll probably always be decided on a case-by-case basis, but I think that the Dr. Joyeuse's story is emblematic of an entire generation of World War II veterans that we're losing.
Patrick, you've referred to René Joyeuse as Dr. Joyeuse, and that gets to the second part of his story, which is that he served as a medic with the French Army in Indochina. And you say it was that experience that pushed him into a career as a doctor. What was his experience that motivated him to go into medicine?
He saved lives. And then later, after the war, created several groundbreaking methods in the trauma area specifically, and then served the United States in our country with the VA, you know, throughout the war and helping people, helping countless veterans over the years, and, you know, most of the time doing this in a pro bono volunteer basis.
That's combat historian Patrick O'Donnell. His latest book is Dog Company, The Boys of Pointe du Hoc. There's a link to our earlier conversation with Patrick about that at hereandnow.org. Patrick, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me on the air, Sasha.
We want to turn now to René Joyeuse's son, Remy. He'll be attending the funeral service for his father at Arlington tomorrow. And Remy, we just heard Patrick talk about your father's story and why Patrick believes so strongly that he should be buried at Arlington. Why do you think being buried there was so important to your father?
My father was a soldier, and the highest honor that you can bestow to any soldier is to be buried next to his military heroes. And based on his actions on the combat field, he deserved that honor.
Your father was 92 when he died last year, I believe?
That's correct.
And I understand that he had suffered from Alzheimer's in his final years. So I'm wondering whether, in addition to the pride your family must feel about him being buried in Arlington, whether there's also a sense of bittersweet that he died not knowing that he was going to get that honor.
I think there was some of that going on. My father assumed that he was going to get that honor. Again, when I was about 3 years old, I remember standing in his office, and he had his medals up on the wall, and I asked him about them, and he pointed to the Distinguished Service Cross and said, "Because of that one, I'll be buried in Arlington Cemetery." As far as we understood, that was just a foregone conclusion. The real hero in this is my dad did have Alzheimer's, but my mother, who's now 82, took care of him for those 10 years. I feel she is a hero as well.
So for your mom, this is particularly meaningful.
Oh, it's very meaningful. She knew that was his wish, and we, again, understood that that is something that was a foregone conclusion, something we assumed that was going to be available to him.
So he wasn't even aware how hard people campaigned because he died thinking this is definitely going to happen.
Yes.
So many, many people worked on his behalf, which I imagine was a heartening thing for your family.
It was amazing amount of support that we received and succeeded because of everyone's hard work.
Do you have any sense of how you think you'll feel as you're standing in that cemetery tomorrow?
I just hope I'll be able to compose myself. It's truly an honor. We're very, very excited and blessed.
That's Remy Joyeuse, his father René, who was born in Switzerland but served as a spy for the U.S. during World War II, is being buried at Arlington National Cemetery tomorrow. Remy, thanks for speaking to us and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.